Blog Talk Radio.
This interview has been sponsored by Exclusive Fashion and Furs. Remember, if it's not exclusive, then it's not fashion. Call them at 860-777-6578.
We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Live on Lush Radio. You know what this is. Each and every Thursday, the Street Queens, the Sisterhood, the Movement, we do our thing all day, every day, man. This is how we do. We shut it down. Street Queens, the Movement, man. Today, we're talking about, let's talk about sex, AIDS, HIV, and STDs, man, and premarital sex. And say sex, man. Let's talk about sex, baby. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do an interview with your man, Mr. Nev of Nev Kicks, man. Man, this is the hottest kicks worldwide, and it's taking the world by storm, and it has a cause behind it. 10% of the proceeds go toward the earnest for the cure of AIDS, man. And we're doing it real big on Lush Radio with the Street Queens, man. I'm getting ready for my panelists to call in and do their thing, man. I'm about to go to the phone, man.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, lady?
Nev?
Yes, it's Nev.
What's up, Nev? You know what I'm saying? Nev is officially a street king, man, doing his thing out here.
No doubt. The ambassador.
The ambassador right there, yo. We doing it real big on Street Queen, shutting it down. This is how we do, man. We waiting for the rest of the ladies to call in. So right now, I'm about to go to a little jump off. I got another caller calling in. Let me go there. 774.
What's popping, Luscious? Felicia Sabree.
What's up, Felicia? My girl Felicia Sabree is live in the building.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Street Queens and Busta in the building. One of my panelists.
Right.
So we waiting for the rest of the ladies to call in, man. I'm about to play this joint right here. This is for all the ladies, man. Yeah, I know y'all confident. This for the confident ladies, man.
That's right.
All back.
Wondering why they Saracens, I'm a Christian, not heritage. Africans and Americans love my music and cherish it. All I'm making is bangers, I don't care if you airing it. See my swag that I'm carrying, it's my music I'm marrying. Thought that you could get rid of me, turn around and I'm there again. Ain't no use of me lying, ain't no use of me trying to get a real job, put me in the booth when we sign.
Just,
I can get anything that I want because I'm competent. I be stuntin' through these streets while these other tiptoes. Got a city that I cruise through. Hey, I don't do rules. I don't need nobody's permission or approval. And Louis, you a got tunnel vision. It's just a few of you. I skate past 8 class. Home and watch me do the fool. I use you for a poor blizzard and stuff. And I'm through with you. Embarrass you so bad that you won't even wish that you was you.
Judge.
I can get anything that I want because I'm competent.
Digging me hard, them
off the obesity keeping me staying so damn large. My entourage at the bar, crystal be blowing with no trace. My eyes shining cold as a clay. I'm taking down all the details. I make my way to the dance floor and I was mesmerized. By the cute faces, thick asses, for the waist, and she be moving them thighs. Stroking her ego, she knows that this pimping is lethal. Doing something like Knievel, she a pro and get a lowest of CeeLo. So come stick around with me in a side CD where the train brings supreme. We've been something on the final screen, I've been alive, I've seen the epitome of a true king. Something's clear to me, a virus, when I enter this game. Cause I believe in the leader, but all the reason just was in the moon ain't a fan. And that's what I call
every Thursday, Street Queens, the movement, the sisterhood, man, is talk about, let's talk about sex, baby. Talking about HIV, AIDS, STDs, talking about the hot nev kicks, 10% of the earnings go towards curing AIDS, talking about, let's have safe sex, man. Wrap it up, strap it up, put an umbrella on it, put a raincoat. I don't care what you put on it, cover it up.
Wrap it up, baby. Wrap it up. You know you're gonna do it. Come on now, wrap it up. Be safe.
Wrap it up, man. You know what I'm saying? I got Mr. Nev on the phone, Street King Ambassador. We got your girl Felicia Sabri live in the building, Street Queen Ambassador. And I see 609 live in the building.
Yeah, it's CG. CG, hey y'all.
We got CG live in the building. Hey, I gotta give CG props for this band that she did for us for this show today, man. CG doing her thing. I love you, CG.
I love y'all too. Thank you. I love y'all too.
unfortunately, y'all, man, Miss Toy's not gonna be able to come on today because Toy has what's her name? She's kind of under the weather. So she's not going to be able to make it. I got another caller. 706?
Yes.
706?
Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hey, what's up? This is Felicia in Georgia.
Hey, Felicia. This is Felicia. I'm going to introduce you guys.
Hey.
To...
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
This is Felicia. This is the one I was telling you about. She actually is a... actually motivational speaker that has the whole programs and everything that she goes around the country each and every day, you know, to motivate people, get them in programs to better themselves, and she's live in the building.
That's right. I'm excited to be on the show.
That's what it is, man. Street Queen Ambassador. Live in the building. So let's get into. Well, real quick, I want your man Nev to go ahead and make his shout outs. So do your shout outs and everything you got to do, man.
Okay, no problem. I'd like to give a shout out to my nephew, Ashley Vigilante. He just signed a record deal with a company called B-Side Records. Get a shout out to him. He's doing big things out here in Florida. I'd like to give a shout out to my whole staff. You know, we're doing good things down here. They're progressing. You know, they're really busting it behind for me. So I would like to give a shout out to my boys down here, JT Money, Luke Campbell. I can go on. Michael Sterling. I can go down to my boys down here, LLX, DJ X, DJ Curry, DJ Irie. I'd like to give a shout out to my boys down here in Fort Lauderdale area. You know who they are, man. There's a lot of people down here that's giving me support and love down here. So give a shout out down here. And also, I'd like to give a shout out to my girl Lush, man. She just put me on down up in DC. You know what I'm saying? Give mad love to her. So thank you, Lush.
That's what it is. You know, the new Felicia, you can give your shout outs real quick, because you know you're a newbie now.
That's right. I'm the new kid on the block. I just want to, you know, give a shout out to you guys for actually asking me to dial in, you know, just to be a part of everything that you have going on. I want to give a shout out to Polo for referring me. I want to put Georgia on blast, of course, you know, all the Georgia peaches out there. And I just want to say I'm excited about everything that's going on, you know, because we're in the middle of a revolution right now, and I don't think everybody really understands how deep, you know, this thing really goes. But it's not about the individual anymore. It's about what we can do as a community to impact the whole world globally, not just community by community, block, you know, just one block or one city or one state. We're talking about a global movement. So, you know, we're seeing history being made all across the board, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. The other Felicia, man, the first number one, Felicia number one.
Yeah.
Felicia over there in the thing. Felicia, just send your shout outs out,
we
man.
We got it. Yeah.
Music Mania Television, I represent. We actually showcase celebrity interviews in the hip-hop community. We want to give, you know, these artists a voice and let everybody know what's going on, because you don't see a lot of that in the rotation on the television screen. We also showcase community activity throughout New England. We air 41 towns and cities on Charter Cable, and I want to give a shout out to Polo, definitely. Shout out Karch Records, Brian in Boston Promotion, Up North Entertainment, Cedric Said Boogie. He's the CEO, co-founder of Music Mania, which has been going on for 10 years strong. We've been in this game 10 years strong, and we just do it because we love it, and it definitely is a revolution, and our show definitely plays a big part in that. It's our empire. We don't want to just air in New England. We can take this show, and we can put it all across the United States. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
All right. All right.
Go ahead, Cece. Go and send your shout outs, man. Go and let it be known, man.
Oh, I just definitely want to say thank you to you guys, first of all. You know, Lush, all the Romania Street Queens ambassadors. I want to say get well, Miss Toy. You know, I hope you feel better. Basic shout out to Polo, you know, definitely for helping us all come together and put this together. Oh, I definitely want to say shout out to Fred of Virginia for bringing me on the team for Versus Magazine, and thank you to Glennis McKnight for bringing me on the team for Mafia Magazine. That makes a total of six, y'all, that I'm writing for.
Yeah, baby.
And I want to shout out to the team of my own magazine, A-Game Magazine, and thank you for just, you know, definitely supporting me and working with me. This week has definitely been, a test with the magazines, with my own, with work and school, but I mean, I have such supportive people behind me, and I wouldn't feel right if I didn't end this and say thank you to God for keeping me grounded this week and forever in a day. I don't know how I did it this week, but I'm good and I'm happy to be here. So
that's what it is. I know my girl Javita is on the line. What's up, Javita?
Nothing much. How about you?
Girl, I'm doing great. I want you to go ahead and get your shout-outs in, girl. Go ahead.
All right. I'd like to shout out to my family, to God, to Lush, to Polo. A shout out to everybody who calls in tonight and all the listeners. Thanks for spending your time with us, and thanks for our guests for being on the show. And that's it.
Well, this is Lush speaking, you know what I'm saying? Street Queens Ambassador, man. Your girl, First Lady of Game Face. I want to send a shout out to Game Face. You know, Martin Luther King had a dream. You got a game plan. Get your game face on. Shout out to E2K Magazine. I don't know if Emma's going to call in today, but shout out to Emma, E2K Magazine. I want to give CG props for, you know, knocking down all these magazine covers and killing them because she's so beautiful and smart at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And I wanna send a shout out to Polo Plug, Mr. Pete did it, Mr. Front Cover Man, Mr. Exclusive Fashion and First. Check out my man, he doing it real big with the sneaker game, the clothes game, shutting it down. Shout out to Bambi, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Fallon, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my peoples, all my street queens. Shout out Miss Toy, I hope you feel better. You know we love you, you know we miss your voice loud on this joint, man. We love you though, man. Even though you're here, you still in spirit. We hear you, man. So, and shout out to DJ Finesse, Mason Storm, Big Ball, you know. Shout out to Busy Beat. Birthday going down October the 26th on Sunday. I'm going to be there popping bottles with stars. Y'all going to see me. I'm going to have crazy pictures blasted all over. But check that out. This month is Cancer Awareness. You know what I'm saying? Hispanic Awareness. We're going to have some shows later on. Y'all going to check that out. But today, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about sex. And we're going to talk about Nev. But right now, we're going to get into Nev, right? Nev, man, you are doing some awesome things out here, Nev. Okay? Tell everybody in the world about Nev Kicks. Tell us the concept of Nev Kicks.
All right. The concept of Nev Kicks came about, I wanted to create a design that's going to, first of all, incorporate what's going down down here in down south, in southeast area. You know, everything down here is nothing but sexiness, you know what I'm saying? So I wanted to create something that was going to incorporate that. Also, I want to do something that was going to be also controversial and immediately get everybody, you know, onto what I'm going to do as far as the movement, you know, as far as teen pregnancy and also HIV awareness, you know. My whole game is right now is that, you know, we know that kids out there are going to do it, you know what I'm saying? We can't stop it, you know. So I'm not here to stop people from having sex. That's not what I'm all about, you know what I'm saying? But my thing is, you know, if you're going to do it, be safe, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to push out right now is the awareness of, you know, teen pregnancy and also the fathers out there. That's too, there's a lot of teen fathers out there that we have. There's not a lot of programs for these fathers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to put the awareness out there. You know, wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it, just wrap it up, be safe. Because a lot of the diseases out there, you know what I'm saying? A lot of ladies out there that's pregnant can't get jobs. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to do it, just wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. That's what it is, man. So, Nev, with the shoes, when someone purchases these shoes, right, it also comes with other accessories. Explain the other accessories, Nev.
Well, right now we have sandals that's coming out this year. We're going to also have, I don't know, did you get my email today?
I didn't get it, but I'm going to try to check it again because I don't know if you send it to the right email address, but I'm going to double check again.
Okay, we have some jeans that are coming out for women called On Top Jeans, and you really got to take these jeans out because you're the fly. I think Jelvita got a whiff of it a couple weeks ago, but you got a lot of good accessories. You got belt cuts coming out, hat, T-shirts, jeans that's coming out, you know, early next year at the Magic Show that's being held in Las Vegas in February. So, yeah, a lot of stuff that's coming out under the Nev Kicks logo. So.
That's what it is. But, see, only, you know, when I first saw Nev Kicks, like, actually, Jarvita, I got to give Jarvita props and, you know, for allowing me to have the honor to have Nev Kicks on here because she referred me to him. So I got to give Jarvita, my girl, my female ambassador, props for introducing me to Nev Kicks.
Thank you.
Okay. So I gotta tell her that. So with Nev Kicks, when I first saw her, I was like, man, what is this, man? You know what I'm saying? I said, what is this? But then When Vito broke it down, he broke it down. I said, man, this is some deep stuff right here, man. 10% of the earnings go to the cure for AIDS, man.
Exactly.
AIDS is a big epidemic around here in the United States of America. And I live in the DMV area, so it's really big. I think we almost have, like, the highest number. But we'll get into that later. But NEV also has specialized NEV condoms coming out, which will also be included in the pair of shoes once you buy them. There's no excuse for you not to wrap it up because NEV is providing you with his own personalized condoms, man. Wrap it up. All sizes, shapes, and colors.
In the box.
Rika got
it will
you.
Be
I'm sorry.
You.
As, you know, NEV got some hot stuff. And see, and I got, he's going to, on my MySpace page, I got a slideshow on. You'll see his kicks. It's www.myspace.com/LessRadioOnline. And on the slideshow, you'll see different kinds of shit. He got some camouflage, hot jump offs. He got the black and white ones. He got the sandals. He got the ones with their different area code. If you want to rep Brooklyn, if you want to rep Baltimore, you want to rep the Bean, he got the area codes on it. It's hot. It's funky. It's different. So you need to cop that, man. Then, Ed told me about another idea he's going to do. Tell him about the cars, man.
Well, we got this concept that we're doing. We got, like, it's called themes, yeah, kid. We got, like Mardi Gras themes. We have, I have a joint. It's from Egypt. You know, I have a theme from Egypt. I have, like, Ocean Drive sneakers that's coming out. I have, like, Hollywood Boulevard sneakers kind of stuff. Pretty much every major city is going to have its own theme, too. So if you're from Chicago, trust me, we got you, baby. You know what I'm saying? From Atlanta, ATL, we got you. You know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of good things that come out as far as the NEV kit. So
That's what it is. But he has this also this unique thing that he's going to do with these business cards. That actually the Street Queens we're going to be a part of that I talked to him last night about. He has this cool, awesome concept of, you know how, like, you go to the club, a girl goes to the club or a dude goes to the club, and they say, oh, I want your number. Can I get your number, girl? On the card, they say, I practice safe sex, and it got NEV's logo and everything on it, and it got this website and everything. They say, oh, and if you want to write your phone number, you can write it on there. Or if you just want to write a number to an AIDS clinic, you can write it on there too. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna put the Street Queens logo along with NEV kicks, and you know we'll hand that out along with the NEV condoms to promote safe sex. So that was a concept he thought about, and I was like, that's cool. That was some hot stuff. I haven't seen anybody come up with that yet. Mm-hmm. So that was some hot stuff right there. So these are some of the positive things that, you know, the Street Queens do, you know, along with NEV. You know, NEV is officially dubbed a Street Queen, Street King ambassador to, you know, to the whole Street Queens movement, you know. He down for the Street Queens. He roll with the Street Queens. You know, I know I'm going to rock my pair of NEV kicks, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get them special delivery.
Put me on the list, too.
Can I ask a question? He's taking all our shoe
size. Yeah, right. After
yeah.
Now, what made you actually get into the whole fashion game and made you want to even, you know, think about trying to help out the whole, you know, helping out, you know, the whole AIDS situation? Nev? I guess he got cut off. Well, I guess he'll call back though. But we love you though, Nev.
We love Nev. Oh man.
I guess Nev got into one of those dead zones like the commercial on Verizon. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I got cut off because I didn't have Verizon.
Oh man, Nev, he'll call back.
He'll call back though. Well, we love Nev, though. You know, Nev, I did two other interviews yesterday, and Nev was all over it. So, you know, He's on it. Nev, you know, Nev Kicks is the hot thing right now. You need to go cop it. Nev Kicks, you know, is doing something positive out here in the streets. And, you know, today we're talking about sex, man. You guys can call in at 347-826-7722. We're talking about sex. Each one of our ladies on the panel had homework to do these couple of weeks because we're trying to give y'all some raw, really raw information, man. Let's talk about sex, man. First of all, sex. Let's talk about STDs, man. Yeah. What does STD stand for? Well, you know, Miss Toy had that job, but unfortunately, Miss Toy is gone. Well, she is sick. One of our other ladies is going to tell us what does STD stand for.
STD, it stands for sexually transmitted disease, and that basically means you can get it from having oral, anal or vaginal sex with, you know, somebody else who's infected. So basically, that's the whole description of sexually transmitted diseases. There are many different types of sexually transmitted diseases, and I'm sure we all have one or two to explain, you know, to everyone. So.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, the other definition is, I know Nev is back on the phone. What's up, Nev? How you doing? I know you got cut off, but we still love you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the next definition is HIV, human immune deficiency virus.
Mm-hmm.
A condition in humans in which the immune system begins to fail, leading to life-threatening infections. HIV, baby. The infection with HIV occurs by the transfer of blood, semen, vaginal fluid, pre-ejaculation, or breast milk. With these bodily fluids, HIV presents as both free virus particles and a virus within infected immune cells. The four major routes of transmission are unprotected sexual intercourse, contaminated needles, breast milk, and transmission from an infected mother to a baby at birth. Screening of blood products for HIV is largely eliminated transmission through blood transfusion or infected blood products in the developed world. So basically, I didn't know that you could get it through breast milk, but now this is a new thing for me. You can get AIDS through breast milk, ladies. Breast milk. You can get it through premeditated ejaculation, vaginal fluid, blood. A long time ago, it said blood transfusions, but a lot of people nowadays, they actually screen you and test you before you're able to give a blood transfusion. So if you have AIDS and they detect it, you would not be able to give blood. Needles were a very big thing a long time ago. Needles. People used to share needles, which would cause it. But you can't just get AIDS by touching a person or gets the HIV virus and just touching somebody or just kissing them. If you kiss them, you would have to have, like, gallons and gallons of their saliva in order for you to be infected with the HIV virus.
Right. They have to have a bloody lip or some kind of cut or something like that, you know.
Open wounds will, you know, you can easily, that's an instant contact right there for the AIDS virus.
I think the biggest thing right now that's going on with people, and not just kids, you know, I think that's a real has a problem too, that it's not going to happen to them. You know, I think that they get with a person, you know, they've been in for a year or two, you know, say AIDS sometimes don't show up for years, you know what I'm saying? So I think the big thing is, you know, is that, you know, they had this girlfriend or this boyfriend or whatever, and they've been exclusive. It could be exclusive, you know, not cheating around or, you know, messing around on their partner. But you never know what did happen, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you know, with this person. You know what I'm saying? You never know what exactly we'd be speaking with. So once you speak with that person, you speak with everybody that that person slept with. You feel me?
Yeah,
so, and I think I think that, you know, you really should, before you even get married, you know, say, have yourself checked out, you know what I'm saying, every 6 months or so, you know what I'm saying, up until the day that you guys decide to have children. You know, children these days, is, you got to be responsible, you know what I'm saying? It's all about being responsible, being educated. I think that, you know, we're always concentrating on statistics, you know, globally or, you know, U.S.ly, whatever. I think people should just take care of home. We could do that, just a little bit of that. You know, we take care of home. You know what I'm saying? I got some cards that I'm giving out. I think you mentioned that I'm passing out. I'm doing some cards along with it's gonna be on my website and other things like you can get or you can do it on your own, which is a good idea. If, you know, you be in a club or you meet somebody on the street or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You put your name on it. You want your phone number? Put your name on this card. It has it's called Get Involved card. It's called Get Involved. And it got a line underneath that, and you put the number on your name on it. And underneath that line, it says, I practice safe sex. You know what I'm saying? So you get that card to somebody, at least he's getting a message. You know what I'm saying? At least she's getting a message that, listen, this person I got this card from practice safe sex. You know what I'm saying? You're getting that message out there. You know what I mean? Because schools sometimes don't, you know, they drop the ball. Parents sometimes, we know they drop the ball when it comes to kids and sex and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, My job is, you know, what I want to do is put the word out there, get it out there. Let's get it out the closet, so to speak. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? And push the message out there. Say, listen, we know you're going to do it, you know what I'm saying? But just be safe. You know what I mean? Be safe for yourself, be safe for your children, and everybody that's around. Feel me? That's why I'm all about.
What it is. And each one of you ladies had a job assignment over the week. We'll start with Javita. Let's start with Javita.
What I'm going to talk about is syphilis. Now, syphilis in the United States, health officials reported over 36,000 cases of syphilis in 2006, including 9,756 cases of primary and secondary syphilis. Now, the ages for syphilis is traditionally women, the highest range for women is between the ages of 20 to 24. And the highest ranges for men with syphilis is age 35 to 39. So if you're in between those ages, it is highly imperative that you keep yourself checked out. Now, the definition for syphilis in terms of what syphilis is, it's a serious infection. It's passed from one person to another during sex. It's caused by a bacteria. You get syphilis by touching the blood or sores of a person who has syphilis, especially sores on the person's mouth, penis, vagina, or anus. For those who don't know what that is, that's somebody's butt. the signs of symptoms in men, the first sign of syphilis may be a sore on the penis. In women, the first sign may be a sore around the inside of the vagina. Now, you might notice the sore because syphilis sores don't hurt. The sore go away after 3 to 6 weeks. So it's important to check, and the way that they find out whether or not you have syphilis or not is by going to the doctor and definitely getting your blood checked. That's how they find out. Now, if you don't treat syphilis early, it spreads from one sore into your blood. When syphilis gets into your blood, it can cause many problems. The most common signs is a rash. And like I said, the rash could show up and it goes away from 2 to 3 weeks. But other signs include fever, sore throat, and swollen lymph nodes.
Wow.
Syphilis is extremely serious. And people
who
don't get treatment begin to have problems with their brain and spinal cord. And it also the heart and other organs, too. So let's not take syphilis lightly. Syphilis is definitely that silent killer. And people, I didn't know this part, but most people who have syphilis, chances are you do have AIDS or HIV because syphilis makes you more susceptible to getting sexually transmitted diseases and sexually transmitted infections than anything else.
Wow.
If you have syphilis, you stand an extremely high rate of having chlamydia, gonorrhea, HIV, or AIDS.
Wow. Syphilis just opened you up to everything.
Everything. That is why they call it the silent killer and why people who usually have it have other diseases too, because that is the ultimate pore opening in terms of your blood being weak. Now, there is a national hotline that you can call in for STDs.
Okay.
That's 1-800-227-8922. I repeat, that's 1-800-227-8922. Now,
and what's the ages between?
What is it?
Yeah, you said you're talking about the ages.
That's
most likely to get it.
Oh, the ages? It's ages 16 to 24 for women, and it's men ages 35 to 39.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm 40. I'm glad I'm 40. I'm just going to keep my real. You know, I'm glad I'm 40, baby.
That is statistically the number rating. And they said, well, why is it such a jump between young women and older men? It's because that is around the age that older men and younger women tend to find it.
Wow.
Because I just made it.
I thought it was the younger ones.
Yeah, and that's why they say when you're in those age ranges, be extremely careful and go get yourself tested for things often, because that is why the highest number of men get it. Then you know.
Well, I feel good now. I'm walking around my property with a glass of wine, get all heated. Boy, she's talking about that age. I feel good now, man. I just made it.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
But that is
what I like life.
Now,
I'm high on life, baby.
Exactly. You gonna have life. I'm with you. I like life too.
No doubt.
I like life. But
how old are you, Gina?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 24.
And what's the age for the women?
I'm 24. Don't even
I know. I'm 25.
I'm going to pray for you, baby. I'm going to pray for you.
It's okay. I'm celibate. I don't have to worry about that.
You're a fool.
No, I'm just playing. I'm just clowning.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So,
give
us that nationwide hotline once again.
Okay, and then I'll move on to what else I was going to talk about. But the nationwide STD hotline is 1-800-227-8922. Or you can look it up in your local Yellow Pages. But those are the statistics for STDs. But in addition to that, there was the Tuskegee Project. Now, a lot of people might not know what the Tuskegee Project was. But back then, that was a study on African-American men about the bad blood. It was done on sharecroppers, and it was 399 African-American males who they decided to do studies on in early 1990 to 1997 in Macon County, Alabama. Now, it was four sharecroppers, get this, were told they were being treated for bad blood. The physicians in charge of the study encouraged that those men went untreated. Now, the syphilis study has become a powerful symbol of racism in medicine, ethical misconduct, and human research and government abuse. Now, the timeline, it was 600 black men, 399 with syphilis, and 201 who didn't even have the disease. Now,
wow.
Exactly. Now, the test study was of black males with syphilis, but in 1932 to 1972 in Macon County, Alabama. But what they did was is they infected those black men who didn't even have the disease. That was 201 with the syphilis infection, telling them that they were getting some treatment to help them with the syphilis, and for them to stick with the treatment. And the whole purpose of it was to see how long it would take syphilis to kill people. And
Lord have mercy.
The random testing was when in 1932, like I said, in 1972, 65 years. So they made those men suffer to death and those families suffer to death.
Lord have mercy.
They were going to receive free medicine and free food. And that is why they decided to come in. But 299 men weren't even infected before the
pandemic. And they infected them. They infected them with this stuff.
They infected us with syphilis because they wanted to see how bad it would get. Now, penicillin is what is used to cure syphilis. And what they tell you is that you're going to get it in the form of a shot. Based on how bad it is depends on the number and the amount of shots that you will receive from the health clinic. Now, sometimes when it's extremely bad, you might even be hospitalized for them to give it to you intravenously. For syphilis.
I pray to God that that's not Nev with that blown wind thing again. I never could talk, Nev. I told you, man.
Don't be right on windows, man. Get some in the doors.
What I'm doing now?
Got all them in the background and all that.
No, I want to say something real quick. You know what I'm saying? I want to get really deep. And I know the info about what's going on with this AIDS and stuff like that with the kids. You know, you got 50% of, you know, children. That's Black American, Latino that has this disease. 56%. You know, so that's a crazy number. I'm gonna tell you what's going on. Okay, you got all these inner city schools. You know what I'm saying? That's been budgeting cut without talking about safe sex and how to prevent this, you know, as far as disease. You know what I'm saying? It's been cut. They call it fundamental study. So them programs in the city schools are being cut. Okay, so kids not being taught about safe sex, about diseases and things like that. You know what I mean? It's been cut. You go to inner city, suburbs, in middle class schools, it's been taught to these kids about condoms, how to use them, things like that. That's why you have these crazy numbers with these Black kids getting pregnant, having this disease, because it's not getting taught to our children. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I know you could call it a conspiracy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give these Black kids these pamphlets that these kids read. But come on now, in the city, they don't know how to read. But they think that they're doing good. You know, we're doing our job. We're going to give these kids a pamphlet so they can take it home and read. They know these kids ain't going to read. Come on now. So,
because of the educational system, but that's another story. That's on the state of our children's education, part two, which will be another show. You know, but I mean, I understand what he's saying with that, because, you know, even like I work in a school in a high school. I know back in all of our day, we all had the whole sex education thing, right? Where they gave you the fecal tampons for the girls, you know what I'm saying? And all that other extra mess they gave you, right? And they talked in detail, even showed us gross pictures that would, you know, repulse us about, you know, the different things. But nowadays, it's like they totally cut that out. These kids don't know nothing. Their parents ain't talking about it. They just walking around lost.
That's it.
You know,
it's crazy.
Another thing that's the problem is this. They sit around and say that, they've made suddenly not wearing protection uncool. And with any, to keep from getting any type of disease or infection, you should definitely wear condoms. But in addition to that, I also want to push dental dams, okay? If you're planning on using oral sex, you can get a disease in your mouth. You can get an infection
in your mouth. That's right.
It is serious. And that's why you need to protect yourself. For those who think that oral sex isn't sex, it is. And they make dental dams for that. So you need to invest in that as well. And a lot of parents don't tell them about what the different types of contraceptives are and what they're used for. And I think that that's a major problem. Because we knew somebody who had got AIDS in the throat.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And it's like, well, how did you get it in the throat? Well, we all know.
Yeah.
On the own bop bop.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know
what, Lush? You know, I have girls, you know what I'm saying? And for me, being a father, single father, I'm a single father, you know? And I have girls. So, you know, for me, when I teach my girls, you know, not only about sex and stuff like that and how to be cool, you know what I'm saying, without sex, but I teach them what kind of guy's going to approach them. You feel me? Being
right.
A man and being out there, you know what I'm saying, bumping and grinding, you know what I'm saying? I teach my girls what to look for in a man, you know what I'm saying? It's very important for parents to teach their kids what's a good man and what's a bad man, how to recognize the game. Feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you
something.
There's a lot of slickers out there, baby. There's a lot of slickers out there will make your woman, hey, put them panties down. I seen it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it real. You know, I seen it. You know what I mean? This is like, boom. You be like, damn, how you do that? There's a lot of slickers out there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, man, the guys out there smooth. But I teach my girls how to look for things, like, you know, guys like that. You know, how to get out of a situation like that. But, you know, or prevent a situation like that. Don't get yourself in a situation that you can't say no. You know what I mean?
The thing about it is, man, not everything that looks fine is fine down there. It's not a good downstairs, you know what I'm saying? Like him downstairs with cookies. It's not always smelling good down there,
and
it's always looking good down there.
And that's real, too, because you go to South Beach like that, you go to South Beach, and it's a lifestyle. And it's just normal that you just go ahead and get a girl or get a guy. It's normal. It's just that's what you're supposed to do. You feel me? So you try to stay away from a situation like that. I teach my girls, listen, don't get yourself in a situation that you can't get out of, you know what I'm saying, with a phone call or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Be smart. You know what I'm saying? If a guy really respects you, bring his behind home, let's talk to him. You know what I'm saying? I get the demon out of him. You know what I'm saying?
I get the demon, I'm going to take you. I rebuke you. Rebuke you, demon.
Come on, man. I get the demon out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord,
have mercy.
Well,
so, okay, we had some other ladies that also did some homework. So, The first, Felicia from the Bean, I need you to go ahead and, you know, do your homework.
Speaking of, you know, not really knowing what a person really has by looking at them down there, I'm doing genital warts, which comes from a common STD, human papillomavirus, which about 50% of active men and women will get it at some point in their lifetimes, and some people don't even know that they have it because they don't even show any symptoms. And that's just really big because they say that condoms, even though if you wear it, you're protecting yourself, it doesn't protect you 100% because if you have skin-to-skin contact with somebody who, like, is infected or has an outbreak, you could be infected. So really the only way to stay 100% away from HPV is actually abstinence.
That's it.
So that's a big thing, you know, for people
to
look out for and actually, you know, look at a person's genitals before you sleep them with them,
that's a tough task to go through. You know, so you're not going to, you know, come with even kids. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I was 16 years old, trust me, I was in your mom's home when your mom was at work, bumping and grinding her daughter. You know, I've been there. Because you're not going to stop it. We could talk about it. We could say, you know, it's nice to not even, you know, tell the kids not have sex. You know that's not going to be true. It's not true. They're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? You could preach all night and day. They're going to do it. My thing is, you're going to do it. Please, kids, just wrap it up. Be safe. Know who you're sleeping with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
know who you're sleeping
with.
You know what I mean?
Don't move too fast. There's all the time in the world. Get to really know a person.
Yeah.
Have fun with a person. You know, but they also say with the warts that in women, they can be on the outside, like around, I guess, the anus and like the genital area and actually inside too, up to your cervix. and that's the opening of the uterus. So, and even if you have genital warts, and you have which is a strain of human papillomavirus, and this virus causes cervical cancer, even penile cancer. So it's just a really big health risk, and you know people just really need to pay attention to their sexual health because you know it's a big part of your health.
Wow,
the prevention that they can do.
Thank you for that information, man. That was some real wild stuff right there, man. God, we're going to go to a caller. Caller, you're live on Lush Radio. Speak, Queens. What's up?
Hey, this is Polo.
What's up, Polo?
What's up, brother? ladies and gentlemen, what's good with y'all?
Talking about sex, man.
I see. Hey, I didn't want to call in, though, because I see I got a lot of powerful women on the panel. You got my man Nev, you know, the street king on there. This is what I want to know. I want to know about the AIDS thing, right? I'm trying to figure out how did, you know, Magic Johnson get it. They say he beat it. His wife doesn't have it. Then they got Eazy-E, who died from it, and they said his wife doesn't have it. Explain to me, please, how does that happen?
Money? I mean, does that have anything to do with the medication? I don't know what did Magic Johnson, was he on? I mean.
Well, apparently, I think with Magic Johnson's situation, this is a theory. They say that the HIV, the virus can be dormant in somebody, but it doesn't have to be full-blown AIDS. Another theory is that if you constantly have sex with somebody that has full-blown AIDS, you will get full-blown AIDS. But if you don't, you might have the HIV virus, but that doesn't mean you have full-blown AIDS. Now, he could have been with his wife. Maybe she might have had contracted HIV, but she didn't have full-blown AIDS.
Okay.
Now, with the money that he has, he's able to get the contraceptives that he needs, the actual drugs, to sustain the AIDS virus that he has in him. Now, not that many people are fortunate to get that drug, so he's able to maintain it.
Well, we don't know.
Now we got to flip that. We got to put that to Eazy-E. Eazy-E has full-blown AIDS. That's all he did was go raw back. He talked about how he loved to go raw back. So he done hit mad girls raw back. He talked about it in an interview. He talked about it on the special that was just on last week. And his wife, he was raw backing her all day. And she ain't got it either. And he ain't got nowhere near the money Magic Johnson got.
Let me answer that. You never know when he got it. You know what I'm saying? She's talking about Cookie, Magic Johnson wife. You never know. She could be safe sex. She could be saying, look, Magic, I know you out there bumping and grinding. I'm putting on the condom. You know what I'm saying? You never know when he got it. He could have got it after they had kids. You know what I'm saying? He could have got it after they had kids. You feel me? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's a big question, to be honest with you.
Okay. But to answer that Eazy-E question, though.
The wife, maybe the wife knew he was
He was full blown, and he died from it. So that goes to show you his money wasn't even long enough to even do the Magic Johnson thing. You feel me? And his wife ain't got a dime.
Well, they probably didn't have those drugs back. Well, was it the same time?
I think he was before Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Eazy was before Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
I'm
just keeping it 100. Listen, man. You got to wrap up, man. At the end of the day,
I know we
got
your Eazy-E's line.
At the end of the day, man, it's just hard to avoid this whole anything, man, because you know the average person that have a soulmate or they boyfriend or girlfriend, you with your girl for 2-3 months, man, you ain't using no rubbers no more. So at the end of the day, now you're playing a risk factor. Because now
that's why people need to get tested and know your status. If you're gonna be in a relationship, stay together and stay healthy together.
That all counts. That's all real. But at the end of the day, man, you could be with your girl for a year, 2 years, or vice versa. Now, if something gets funny and they're out and about doing they 1-2, they come back hitting you. It's like you can't even beat this system. Like it's like all you could do is you either got to turn into a nun, you either got to be a nun or a priest, and they be lying. So at the end of the day, it ain't nothing safe no more, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You that's why everybody should just pray.
Yeah, you can't. Well, you still 100% touch yourself. You can't 100% without doing it. Without doing it, you can't 100% protect yourself. That's the only thing to be real. You know what I'm saying? You're going to meet somebody, you know what I'm saying? You're going to love that person. You know what I'm saying? You can't 100% protect yourself unless you're not doing it. And, you know, that's what it is. It's a risk factor. You never know what that person did 5 years ago. That thing might not show up until 5 years. You feel me?
You be strong.
You know, it's over. You know?
Another thing really that makes it hard for young people to stay away, and anybody to stay away from sex, is look at how many sexually suggestive things. And that's why I like the fact that you actually took that same approach, Nev, with your sneakers, is because we do live in a sexually suggestive society. You can pull it up on the internet. You can watch it on TV now. They even have it in PG-13 movies.
Yeah, it's the truth.
Yeah, with the kissing and stuff, like in Die Another Day. They really progressed in terms of pushing that sex sells, and then the same thing with the clothes. That everywhere you look, it's sexually suggestive and sexually charged. And when you look at that and compare that to the ratio of men versus women, that in this country, it is 10 women to every man. That's the ratio. Now, now, needless to say, it's a lot of men need to get their 10 plus somebody else's 10.
That
plays a big role in it. Now,
another young lady, you know what I'm saying? We got CG. She had a homework assignment. What's yours about, CG?
Mine was about gonorrhea, and I'm going to just give a brief description of gonorrhea. Like, to recap, we said it was a sexually transmitted disease. You can get it from oral, anal, or vaginal sex. And it's basically a bacteria that grows in, like, warm or moist areas. And basically, like, an example, the cervix, uterus, fallopian tubes, or in the urethra, and that's in men and women. And it can also grow in your mouth, your throat, your eyes, and your anus.
Wow.
Yes, you can get gonorrhea in your eyes as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And it can be it can be passed sexually. It can be passed from a pregnant mother, you know, to the baby during delivery. And with babies, if a pregnant woman is infected with gonorrhea, she can infect her baby, and it can cause blindness in the baby, or joint infection, or a life-threatening blood infection. It's most common in the United States. It's reported the highest amongst active teenagers, young adults, and African Americans. And the symptoms, most women, they say, who have gonorrhea have no symptoms. And when they do have symptoms, it's usually within the first 10 days of getting it. The symptoms will be pain or burning when passing urine, vaginal discharge that is yellow or sometimes bloody, bleeding between menstrual periods, heavy bleeding with periods, and pain during sex. Yeah.
Lord
so
Jesus.
Yeah. I know that's a lot.
That's a
lot. And if you're experiencing any of that, you need to stop sex immediately and go get checked. And there's different types of tests. The first one is a swab sample, and that's what'll take a sample from the part of the body that's infected, your mouth, the cervix, urethra, penis, rectum, throat, wherever. Then you can do urine testing, and then you can do a gram stain, which is done right there in the clinic. And it's a sample from the urethra or a cervix, and they put it on the slide, and they stain it with the dye. And if the, you know, if the slide changes color, then you can tell, you know, that you have it. But it is curable. But usually gonorrhea is found. It usually travels with the cousin disease. Gonorrhea usually travels with the cousin disease, which is chlamydia. So most people who have gonorrhea usually have chlamydia as well. And if not treated, you increase your risk of getting HIV. You can get PID, which is pelvic inflammatory disease, and that's like an infection to a woman's pelvic organs. You can get a wide spread of infection to other parts of the body, like the blood, joints, or heart, and it can create miscarriages. And going back to the EVE and Magic Johnson, when we brought up money, I have a hotline that assists people. It provides, you know, life-sustaining and life-prolonging medications to low-income people who have no other source of payment for the drugs. So that place is ADDP, and the number is 877-613-4533. And once again, it's 877-613-4533. And there's another hotline that I want to give. And this is for women. I mean, I'm not just, you know, doing this just to cater to the women, but I did want to give this hotline because your symptoms will be different. This is the National Women's Health Information Center. And that number is 1-800-994-9662. Or you can go to www.womenshealth.gov. And basically, I mean, gonorrhea is curable, but it's dangerous. I mean, it's somewhere along the lines when I know Jarvita was talking of syphilis. It's not a joke. And even if you're not experiencing any symptoms, I think anybody, woman or man, should get regular exams. You know, you just never know. Just like, you know, Polo and Nev touched on, you never know. You know, and like I said, I've been in long-term relationships. I've been with someone for 9 years, and that doesn't mean that he wasn't with other people, you know?
Don't let him know.
And real talk, all the listeners, because I got people in the chat room right now, people that's listening in, this is a real deep subject. If you got anything to say about this, call in at 347-826-7722. I know there was a caller just called in. That I don't know if they got cut off, but you could call back in again. If you are infected with AIDS or you just want to call in anonymous, you know, we ain't looking at you any different. We'll give you hotline numbers. Call in, you know, at 347-826-7722, or you just want to talk about a situation regardless of, you know, you got the crabs, you got something, anything, you can come here and talk about it. We got your back. Call in at 347-826-7722, man. You know, this game is serious, man. You got to watch out. I mean, who you deal with, who you talking to. We got a caller. We going to a caller. 616, you're live in the building.
Hi, this is Boss Diva. How you doing?
How you doing, Boss Diva?
Oh, I'm chilling. I'm enjoying the show.
That's what it is. This is one of my other ambassadors right there. She's the she's a powerful woman. She owns a whole printing company. Her name is Paul's Diva, Heat Magazine. They doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Her and my big brother, Kingpin, doing it real big, shutting it down. She live in the building, man. You know, what we talking about? We talking about sex. Every different young lady on this panel had their homework assignment. We're just talking about different things, just like, you know, crabs, you know? People get crabs.
Right.
Crabs, and you can't get crabs from, you know, a dirty toilet seat, you know, them public bathrooms you go to. Be careful. You never know, some might jump right on your stuff. So be careful.
Get that toilet paper. Wrap it around that.
Yeah.
Room. Right.
I'm saying public bathrooms, you can get crabs. You can get crabs from somebody's sheets. You can get, you know, crabs can jump. They live inside a warm nesting of, like, pubic hair and everything like that. So, you know, and they itch. They itch really bad, you know, and you can actually see them. When you see them, they look like little crabs in your hair, pubic hair.
That is,
do not put no cologne on them.
Do not.
If you go to the clinic now.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Polo,
right,
man. I just wanted to thank y'all for enlightening me on what y'all are doing. I appreciate what y'all are doing. The world is respecting this woman panel. And Nev, you doing with that sneaky game is incredible, man. You keep doing what you're doing, man, and respect to all y'all, man. I got to get up out of here, man. I just want to just pay my respects to y'all for what y'all are doing. And I love y'all. And y'all keep it going, man. And trust me, don't think the world ain't listening, because they are. They might not call in because they might feel a little funny. Like Russ said, man, you want to call an anonymous, man, call in, speak your mind, keep it real with yourself, because at the end of the day, you can't fool us. You can fool us, but you can't fool yourself.
I want to
touch base on something that Polo just said. This is Felicia in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
One thing that we didn't talk about tonight that has a big effect on STDs, AIDS, HIV, all of that, is where we are as a people mentally, where we are emotionally, and where we are spiritually, because that's what I deal with being a women's empowerment coach. I have clients all the time that come to me, and they put themselves in harm's way all of the time only because they don't equate themselves with any type of value. They don't see any value in their lives. So they feel like, well, hey, you know, my life is an empty bag. So anything that I do is not going to hurt any, you know, it's not going to hurt me because I don't have anything to live for anyway. So therefore, they use themselves as bargaining chips to get love, to get attention, just to have somebody to be with, as opposed to trying to become whole as an individual. I had a client last year that I got involved in her life because her children got taken away from her. So they brought me in as her life coach because she needed to develop some serious life skills. She needed to sit down and really evaluate who she was as a woman, a young woman having six children, and she was pregnant again, but she was pregnant by a man who had infected her with HIV. They had taken the other children away, and they were just waiting on her to have this other child so that they could take this child too. So my job was to come in and talk to her and say, hey, sister, where are you mentally and emotionally that you don't value your life at all? You don't value your children's lives at all. You just want to be with someone so bad that you knowingly, you know, it's not like she got tricked. She didn't get bamboozled. She didn't get swindled. She didn't get thrown under the bus. She knowingly slept with someone that she knew had some deviant behavior. You know, she knew that he had been involved in.
Look like she was trying to make it on the Maury show.
Oh, yeah. She knew she had been involved in some deviant behavior, and she still got involved with him anyway. So my thing was to come in and talk to her and say, you know, what is the deal with you? What is your issue as an individual, as a person? We ain't even talking about, you know, sex education. We're talking about self-education. We talk about sex education a lot, but we don't talk about self-education.
I wanted to touch bases on what Felicia just said, because I've counseled women also that actually, like, they used to sell their bodies. Now, you got women that used to do prostitution, and then you got women that are just, like she said, empty vessels who have totally dumbed themselves from the world and are occupied with emotional seats. Their emotional seats are occupied from all the hurt and the pain. They're just having sex constantly every day with no remorse with the man just because they have low self-esteem, or that man before them used to beat the mess out of them or told them they would never amount to nothing, so they sell themselves, or they never got that love from their parents that they wanted, so they looking for a man to replace it because they don't know they love themselves, but yet they're putting themselves in harm's way every single day, and they're laying their life down, or they're laying their life to go over there and get that next trick so they can get that money so they can feed their family.
We're
going to knock anyone for what you do, but please strap up. Please use protection. Because, you know, at the end of the day, you are a woman. You have a family. You got to live for them. I know you got to go, Polo. I know you got to poke.
I was going to say one thing. Just like Felicia said, though, you got to be mentally strong to achieve all of the things you just said. If you ain't mentally strong, you ain't gonna never make it.
And you got to
know how to say no. You got to know how to respect yourself, man. As a woman and a man, man, if you don't have them two values, yo, you might as well just go get your gun, man, and shoot yourself, man. It's safer that way because at least you know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That other stuff, you're playing a dangerous game. You're playing a game that you might not even be able to win. And if you do win, just like, do you want to even go back into that? Like, you got to just respect yourself at the end of the day. But listen, I got to go. Nev, you're doing your thing. Felicia, thanks for calling in. Felicia Sabree, CG, I see you. Lush, you know. Boss Diva, Heat Magazine, do what y'all do, man. And I'm going to finish listening there. I go back to work. I love y'all. Peace.
We love you, Polo. Love you,
Polo. Hey, can I say something real quick? Let me say something.
Yeah, I know 609 had got cut off, but they're back on the line. 609, yeah. Is that CG?
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, all right. Go ahead and say what you had to say, Nev.
All right, check this out. I think every individual, okay, that's responsible, I think we got to take kind of up our own actions. Feel me? I listen to all these politicians on TV and debating for this cause and what other cause and stuff like that. Not one of those guys, you know, talk about the disease that's killing our people. We talking about 6,500 people that's dying in this war. We got half of American people that's under 25 that's dying from this disease. You feel me? This war's greater. You feel me? We need to squash that war stuff over there in Iraq, whatever. We got a war over here that we're fighting. I think every individual, you know, we need to stop waiting on these politicians, waiting on the school system, or whoever. We need to take our own homes, you know what I'm saying? Take our own children and educate our own kids and stop waiting for the system to educate, because they're not educating the kids. Come on, let's get it right here, people. You know, they're not educating our kids the right way. What they should be educating the kids. So it's up to us as parents. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no kid, go to your neighbor and say, listen, go buy that kid and read what he has to say. Go to .com, read what his brother has to say. Go to wherever.com and say, read. You know what I'm saying? Teach our kids how to get involved. You know, if you got a friend, if you're not doing the nasty, you know what I'm saying, getting pregnant, whatever, you got a friend that's doing it, talk to that person. Learn how to, you know, get involved. You know what I'm saying? You got a friend that's getting ready to get, you know, pregnant, whatever, talk to that person. That's your friend. You know what I'm saying? Get involved with the cause, because I think every individual is responsible. You know what I'm saying? You're not doing
it. Hold that thought for me. Ladies, hold on for me. We got to go to a quick commercial. We're going to come back. Hold on that thought. We're going to talk more on that. We're going to talk about the bacterial diseases, and we're going to talk about the swingers, and we're going to talk about the men on the DL.
No doubt.
Yeah, this is your girl Lushy Lush, and I'm just telling you, man, if you want nothing but the exclusive fashion, nothing but custom made jackets, from furs to shoes to boots, anything you want to make you feel sexy. We have exclusive fashion and furs. Yeah. Holla at exclusive fashion and furs at www.myspace.com. Exclusive fashion, the number 4, real. Or www.myspace.com/PotterJ. PotterJH. Or call them at 860-777-6578. And baby, if it's not exclusive, it's not fashion. It's your girl Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. All hail the street queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the street queens. Let's go.
Yeah, man. We live in the building with the street queens. All hail the street queens, man. We shutting it down each and every Thursday on Lush Radio, man. Street queens, the movement, the sisterhood, man. It's not just a movement. It's worldwide, it's international, we're taking it by storm, man. Today we're talking about sex, AIDS, life, love, getting it busy, strap it up with the condom, whatever you got to strap it up with, man. Strap it up, man, wrap it up, zip it up, keep it in your pants, man, for real, real talk. And we talk, I'm giving y'all crazy information, so get your pens in the pads. So, you know, we coming right back. We gave y'all good information about the different diseases. We got bacterial diseases, man. You know, we got chlamydia, we got trichomonia. Trichomonia can actually be caused by, you know, because women's bodies are very sensitive. So it can be caused by just, you know, using the wrong soap or spraying some perfume down there, causing you to have a bacterial disease. Because our vaginal opening is very, you know what I'm saying, open and sensitive to different things. So it can cause itching, burning when urinating, and different things like that. And then you got chlamydia, you know, it's a bacterial disease, and it can be transferred, you know, through vaginal excretions and things like that. It can also cause itching and burning, the itching. So, you know, be careful, man. Watch out who you're dealing with. I got, you know, Felicia live from Georgia. I got Felicia from the Bean. You know, I got CG, the hot model, doing a thing, slapping up on every magazine, killing it worldwide. I got your girl, Jarvita, shutting it down with the straight activism. You know what I'm saying? I got all my people live in the building. You know what I'm saying? I got Felicia, two Felicias. I got CG. You know, I got me. I got Nev live in the building, shutting it down with the kicks. And we shutting it down each and every Thursday, yeah, man. So, ladies, man, we got statistics, man. We got statistics. I know Nev has some statistics and some information about condoms. So, Nev, drop the knowledge on the condoms and statistics, man.
You know, that every 100 condoms that's sold, you know, and it's only been used 10%. Now, that's a staggering number. That means that 90 people out of that 100 people are not using their condoms that they bought. You feel me? You know, it's crazy. You know what I mean? I think that, like I said before, you know, I think we have to take responsibility for our own actions. You know what I'm saying? We get all the education that we want. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't practice, you know what I'm saying, what you learn, you know, it don't mean nothing. You know what I mean? The condoms right now that we're doing for Nev Kick, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be sold, or I should say, given away in every sneaker that we sell. You know what I mean? We want to symbolize, like, you know, if you're wearing our sneakers, let's say you see somebody wearing, you know, Nev Kicks, you know what I'm saying? You will know that person right there practicing fairy sex. It symbolizes that, you know what I mean? That's what we're going to get in that style, you know? So that's what my sneakers are all about. Even if you don't wear them, if you see them on the street, you know that person right there is practicing fairy sex or symbolizing fairy sex. So that's what I'm all about, you know? Condoms.
Let's say,
you know,
symbolizing.
Yeah.
You got some statistics for us, Nev?
Like I said, you know, every 100 condoms that are sold, 10 of them are used, you know. And that's crazy. You know, that means that 90 people out there is not using those condoms. You know what I mean?
I got a solution to that. The solution is that there's actually a website. It's because a lot of people's issue with buying condoms is they don't want to have people look at them when they go into the store. There is a undercover condoms website, and it's actually called www.undercovercondoms.com. And basically what they do is you can buy your condoms from there, if you're a college student or whatever, at a reduced rate. And what they do is they ship it under another name. So when it arrives to your house or it arrives to your P.O. box or your campus, nobody knows what's in your box but you. You see what I'm saying? You don't even have to let people know that you're buying condoms. So if that's a major issue for you, then that can easily be avoided. And another thing that I found interesting is that condoms date back to 1000 B.C., you know.
Wow.
Used by Egyptians wearing sheaths, you know, and I actually found that to be very interesting. But condoms have been around a long time. And another thing that I wanted to mention, even though it doesn't have to do with condoms, when you were talking about HPV, the way you can get yourself protected from HPV, the human papillomavirus, is to take Gardasil. Yeah, and
ages 9 to 26 is able to get the vaccine.
Exactly, to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And to try and get that, because I know you didn't get a chance to finish and mention it, but that's very important because I know a lot of young ladies who don't know what it's called to even go get it. But it's called Gardasil, and you can definitely pick
they
that
can
up.
Actually, there's an 800 number for Planned Parenthood, which is in probably everybody's local city, and that number is 800-258-4448. And that's the local Planned Parenthood. You can pregnancy testing, STD testing. So, you know, that's definitely, and they also.
We got a caller calling in. 706, you're live on the radio. What's up? 706? 706, 518, you're live on the radio. 706, maybe your phone is breaking. Hold on. One more again. 706, you're live on the radio.
Just call back.
Okay, 706, we still love you, though. If you want to call in and you want to voice your opinion or you have something, you got that monkey. Let me stop playing. If you got AIDS, you got any type of sexually transmitted, and you want to call anonymous, we're not going to look at you funny. We're not going to talk to you any type of way. We're going to embrace you. We're going to love you. We're going to hug you up. We're going to tell you and give you all the information you need to take care of whatever problems you have. So call in at 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722, man. And,
Who's
that?
That's CG. This is CG.
Go ahead, CG. Go ahead. Boom, boom.
Yeah. I want to say something. I'm about to be real for a second.
Okay,
and,
go ahead.
Now, it was
Don't hurt him too
Georgia.
Hard, though. Don't hurt him too hard.
No, I'm not. Felicia from Georgia, I believe it was you that was speaking on the people being mentally, you know, strong. And correct? Am I correct? Am I mixing the Felicias up?
No, you can read
that. Yep, that was her. Okay, yeah. I agree with that because, I mean, I don't know how many of us on the phone has, but I've had unprotected sex before, just like I'm sure a lot of people out there have. And it had nothing to do with me being afraid to buy condoms, and it had nothing to do with me not having a condom. At that moment, it was a mental decision because, in my mind, it feels different. So I'm just going to be real with you. That was my decision. And I know there's a lot of people out there that was like, you know, they made the same interpretation. It feels different. It feels better to a lot of people. So what has to happen is, like Felicia said, you have to get mentally ready. You have to understand, look, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose the feeling? Or, I mean, maybe you need a scared straight program. I'm telling you, you know what changed me? My best friend, she was a little older than me, she sat me down in front of a computer, and it's the same thing she would do with her son. And she just pulled up all these pictures on people who have been infected with all different types of disease, and I'm seeing this is inflamed, this is blown up, this is scarred, this is ripped, this is bleeding, and it scared me straight, like boot camp.
Mm.
I mean, having to see that, yes, having to see pictures of that and having to see what really happened, you know, I think that it's a mental thing in a lot of people's head as well. You know, I know people who are, you know, my sister doesn't like going to the store and buying condoms, so that's her issue. You know, but when I was in my situation, it was like, okay, I'm in a monogamous relationship. It's okay, but it's not. It's not okay because you never know what that other person is doing.
No doubt.
I just want to speak to those who have the same idea that I had. Like, look, it feels better without. I just want to be real quick because I know there's so many people out there that's just saying, oh, what's, you know, that's my time.
Do you want that feeling or do you want to die? That's the question.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I was
saying. Killing or do you want to die? That's the question. Or do you want to be itching or do you want to be burning? Do you want to want to live? That's the question. And if you want to talk about this, call in at 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722. All callers are welcome to call in and voice your opinion about this show. We're talking about sex, baby. That's you and me. That's you and him.
And I don't know what the sister was saying. You know, it does feel different from a guy's standpoint. It does. You know what I'm saying? It feels better without it. She had lied to you. But if you're going to do something like
that. Did you say a cock? A cock?
Checked out. Partner checked out. Get checked out. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? And then you got to go, you know, it's all square bitch, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to keep it up, you know what I'm saying? You're going to keep running out of condom, you know, 6 months, go get another checkout. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And if everything's square, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I don't see no wrong with it without wearing a condom if you go get yourself checked out. You feel me? And then you got the trust issue. You don't know what the other partner's doing. You know what I'm saying? You guys might be checking out, but he might be behind your back doing something else, or she might be behind yourself, you know, behind your back doing something else. So you really got to protect yourself. You got to be smart. Game. Yeah, it is a game.
I got something to throw out there real quick. Like they said earlier, the National STD and AIDS hotline is 1-800-227-8922 or VD 1-800-342-2437. Once again, STD AIDS hotline is 1-800-227-8922 or 1-800-342-2337. Call these hotlines if you have any problems or you have any questions. In my area, in Virginia, in Manassas, there is a clinic. Okay, it's from Thursday from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The number to call in Manassas, Virginia is 703-792-6300, 703-792-6300. Woodbridge Clinic is Tuesday, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock at 703-792-7300. And like they said, there's a Planned Family Planned Parenthood or something like that. And Planned Parenthood, that's all over. So you guys can call and find out that information in regards to that. And I have some other ones. There's some in D.C. Planned Parenthood in D.C. is the phone number for that is, this one is in Northwest. This is 202-347-8512. The other one in Northeast Minnesota Avenue is 202-388-4770. 202-388-4700. This is in D.C. There's one in Walker Mill at 202-745-7000. 202-745-7000. Then we can go into in Maryland. In Maryland, in Landover, you have a Planned Parenthood, which is 301-324-5144. 301-324-5144. Cheverly Health Clinic, which is over there by PG Community PG Hospital, is 301-583-3700. So these are the phone numbers you guys can call in the DMV area, which is DC, Maryland, and Virginia. Call these numbers if you have any problems, if you want to call in anonymously. And like I said, if anybody wants to call, last but not least, in Baltimore, not to leave Baltimore out, Baltimore, you can call 410-558-4900, and there's a Family Health Center in Baltimore. Also, there's another number, 410. This one is for the homeless, people in Baltimore that need to get checked out. It's 410-837-5533. Please, people, call in, man. I know some people might be homeless. Some people might go on through things, or some of us are just too scared. Don't be scared to find out what's going on with your body, because at the end of the day, you got to deal with it. And remember, if you got a family, you got to take care of your children. Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Can I add to that? My staff down here, we're forming a movement called the Get Involved campaign. If you want information about it, just write us at netkicks@hotmail.com. You can get all the information about what we're doing down south. So.
For those who don't that are not able to listen to the show today, you can also download the show at www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline, or you can check my bulletins or my blogs on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/radioonline. This is a serious issue, and it's real talk. Now, I'm about to get into another situation, man. We're talking about swingers, man. A lot of people in this United States of America are swingers. Now, I'm not going to lie. I was a swinger. And the swinger community is almost like its own little cult. And it's like you have to know somebody to get into the whole swinging life. Now, people might act like it's taboo or this, that, and the third, but it goes on. Celebrities do it. Regular people do it. High-end people do it. Swinger parties, people might call it orgies. You know, it depends on the way or the party or how they do it. Now, from my experience, because I actually was a swinger and I actually host parties, swinger parties, you have to know somebody in order to go to a swinger party. You have to be part of a swinging community. A lot of some people that are in the swinger community are high-end people. A lot of them, swingers usually come with their partner, which is their wife, or another young lady they might have had met that night, or a young lady that they might be dating, and they come and they, instead of them cheating on their significant others, they feel like it's an escape goat to get all their sexual activities out in this sexual party. Usually they provide condoms. Now, if people don't pick up the condoms, that's them, but usually they have condoms provided all over for the sex parties. Now, swingers, usually the people that are doing unprotected sex are the people that are married. Now, I have caught people in there that have been, you know, going down on individuals without using a condom, which we usually notify the person who is the head of the party, the host, that these people are not practicing safe sex, and they are warned. Now, some parties,
wow,
they don't.
That's crazy, though. Imagine how many people
now,
do that.
I know
that
some
in the
of the parties, they have them to get tested before they come to the party. You got to be
some
clean.
Some people do. Some people have some parties where you actually have to sign a consent form and show your actual test before you get in. Now, I'm not going to say all of them do that.
Right.
Not all of them do that. But there's people. It's not something that's taboo, people. This goes on every single day. High-end people do it. People that go to church do it, okay? So don't be acting like you're high sedity or anything like that. It's everyday people that go to swinger parties. I've seen them. I've seen teachers in there. I've seen lawyers. I've seen doctors. I've seen pastors in the swinger parties, okay?
Celebrities,
okay.
Too. Celebrities.
I've seen celebrities in the swinger parties.
You might as well just be in the jungle. For real, it's just like, let's go to the jungle. Everybody, let's act like animals with each other. I don't know you, but.
Hey, you know, some people, it's a sexual escape. They might not be getting it at home. They might go with it. And then another thing, right, bisexuality, man. It's a lot of that
that's
going
it,
on. It's a high number of bisexuality going on in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area where I'm at. In Atlanta, it's big. And in D.C., it's big. San Francisco is big.
Everywhere,
basically, is big. And back in the day, at our time period, it was a taboo thing. But now it's like an everything day thing, and it's accepted. But the thing is, I'm not going to knock people for whatever you do, but be safe. The thing about it is, okay, you got the females coming in there because they want to be with a female. They never been with a female. They're in there. You know, myself, you know what I'm saying? My thing is like this. If you're going to go down on somebody, make sure you use that, you know, that, what is it, Jarvita? Dental dam, right?
Yes, it's dental dam.
Yeah, make sure you use dental dam or some type of protection. And they also got finger condoms, if you don't know. They sell them at CVS. Or any kind of drugstore, because you know how something, you got to do that stick it test, smell it and sniff it. Does it stink, baby? Does it stink, baby? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
So put the condom on your finger and stick it in and say, oh, does it stink? before you go down there, man, sometimes she can be bad as I don't know what, but if that thing is funky down there, please don't dive in. Please don't DC dive, because I've seen some men and something DC dive. No, it don't smell good. What are you smelling? Because I'm smelling something totally different. You know? You know, make sure that that thing is clean down there. You know, and women, I'm a kind of like a obsessive compulsive when it comes to my vaginal area. It's me if I'm about to have sex, I double check myself, because as women we can smell ourselves before anybody else. So
right.
I go to the bathroom and make sure that my stuff is smelling good. If it don't smell right to me, it shouldn't smell right to that person. You know, but everybody has their different sense of smell. So I go and wash up or something before I have sex. Even if I do smell good, I just double check and do it, right? And then if I do it, you know, after that sex, I don't want somebody to go down again after they've, you know, inserted me, because I have, you know, you have that after smell from the condom. So I want to go and refresh myself. Now, some people just keep on going and they go down. But at the same time, when you go down there, women's vaginas are very sensitive. So, guys, this is for the guys. Don't try to finger no female when you just came from work and you haven't washed your hands and you want to finger your girl. No, because that bacteria you got underneath your nails can cause her to be in discomfort, yeast infection, bacterial infection from your finger.
Exactly. And, Lush, I want to say something, too, about what you were saying about the swinger parties and bisexuals. You know, a lot of people think that, oh, this is just something that came out since we got integrated. No, it isn't. Orgy parties and bisexuality was back even in the day of Alexander the Great. And
yes, oh, yes.
They even thought he was one, you know, because...
Oh, Alexander the Great was getting it down, getting it in. He was taking it in the butt, and he was doing it in the butt.
Monogamy did not come about until Octavian took power after he killed Caesar. He was the one who decided that every man needed to be with one woman and get married, and that's it. All before that, even in Egypt and every other country, they had orgy parties, and that was commonplace. And actual bisexuality, that was actually a man's right into adulthood at the age of 13, was to for another
Where
man.
Where did these facts come from? I never heard
age.
Of this in my life.
Yeah, and this is
orgy.
Roman
term.
What she was talking about with this coming of age, back in that time, they felt that men were equal to men and women weren't. So the only thing that would balance them out was another man. That's why it was a lot of, you know, male on male. And then at the same time, take Japan. Take Japan, the Kabuki theater, when they had the men dressing like women and stuff, in Asia right now, they selling little children, little boys to grown men, and stuff. They got,
for
the little boys.
Supposed to be one man, one woman.
Exactly, but now let me tell you something else about the history of sex. Now, a lot of people don't understand that this thing with sex goes deep, like the history of the clock. A lot of people and a lot of kids are shocked when I tell them this story and it's actual truth. That the history of the clock, the reason the clock was invented was not so that we could know what time to go to work. Oh, no. It was actually adopted from the Chinese by the Romans. And what they did was they put different sizes holes in the bottoms of little bowls and set it on top of the water. And when the bowl hit the bottom, your time is up. They used it as a method for the soldiers coming back from war, so that they could know how much time you paid for to spend with a prostitute and not spend all of your time in there doing one woman. Because some people do it fast and some people do it slow. However you get down.
Do it fast and do it slow.
That is why the clock was invented. That is the history of the clock. So it has always revolved around sex. The world revolves around
sex.
People buying houses and cars.
Come on, ladies. Let's keep it real. Sex was the first commandment that God gave Adam. This, multiply and replenish the earth. That's the first commandment that God gave Adam. What's sex? Man, go get it. You know what I'm saying? We're promised the earth. You know what I'm saying? Multiply. You know what I'm saying?
Multiply.
So sex has been from the beginning
of time.
But back
then, they were living like 800, 900 years, so they were producing together a family, not being with other people sexually. They were with each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, like
I don't knock nobody for being whatever sexuality, because I'm not God. I can't judge anybody. But you know what? If you're going to do it and you're with your partner, just strap up. Use protection, man, and check yourself out. If you got to check yourself out every 30 days, check yourself out. With adult stars, porn stars that do porn have to get checked every 30 days from whenever they do a performance. Adult stars have to get checked every 30 days when they do. And when you're doing adult movies, majority of them are supposed to stay within their adult circle, but some of them have a tendency to go outside the circle. And another thing, when you're playing with toys, if a female with female, playing with your toys, if you do not disinfect your toys, you can spread chlamydia, trichomonia, any type of disease, bacterial disease, to another female or to a man with the toys that you use if you're not being cleansed, if you don't clean them.
And also, ladies, you know, we concentrate a lot on this, the diseases and things like that, but you know, even if you're clean, you're still going to have a problem as far as getting a girl pregnant, you know what I mean? If you're not,
yeah.
If your kid's 16, 15, 14, 18, 20, and say, if you're not responsible enough to strap it up, you don't want no baby out there running around. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be another statistic, you know what I'm saying? And that can't get a job because you got to take care of this baby. You can't go to, because you got to take care of this baby. Come on, man, strap it up. Responsible. Feel me?
And another thing, like I was talking to one of my colleagues. Now, ladies, I don't want y'all to get mad at me enough for when I make this comment, okay? Ladies that's listening to this show, you can call it at 347-826-7722. Ladies, we have control over a lot of things.
Okay.
Our vaginal area is our temple. We have control of it. We have control. If we want to have a baby, we decide when we want to have a baby. We can have control of that. If we don't want to have a baby, we got control of that. Because you know why? Because we have birth control. Even if birth control doesn't work, we also have abortion. Not to promote that you have to do abortion every time you do it, but at the same time, we also are aware of our own actions. You still can close your legs. You can still say no. I don't care if you sit here and say, I got up in the heat of the moment and he was feeling so good and he was touching me. Girl, you can close your legs. Girl, you can say no. Girl, I can put on a condom on him. I can do it if he don't have one. No, because you got to think about it, because at the end of the day, who's going to be taking care of that baby? Even if you put him on child support, that don't mean they're going to get him right there and then. It comes down to the woman, because he carried a baby 9 months. So little girls that think they're grown out there and think they're going to sit there and have babies and think that it's not going to pay no consequence, that it's easy to just sit here and have a baby. Because I want people have babies say, oh, nobody loves me, so let me have this baby because this baby's always going to love me. Love yourself first. Love yourself first. Self-love, baby. Self-love, women. We have to love ourselves. Stop getting trapped in these, I love him, he's going to be there for me. Baby girl, think about your future. Think about your future, baby girl, before anything. I'm going to go to a call. I guess the call just got cut off. But, you know, think about it, baby girl, while you out there. I'm talking a little, I have a daughter. I have a five-year-old. I have a five-year-old out here, man. And I don't want her to get caught up in mess, and I don't think even one of us on the panel want any of our young daughters, you know what I'm saying, or sons to get caught up in any mess with STDs or premarital, you know what I'm saying, have these babies and stuff early. You know, none of us want to go through this. I'm going to go through a caller, 517. You're live on Lush Radio with the Street Queens. What's up, babes?
Yo, it's crazy because I was just listening online. I just realized the whole time difference between the phone and the internet, right? But you made a very, very, very good point, because I'm not going to name any names, but I know someone very, very, very close to me who was so desperate to have a child because she figured, you know, now it's gotten to the point where I'm not going to say it's obsessive, but, like, she depends on the love of the baby entirely too much when it's supposed to be the other way around.
Real, it's real.
And this is my people's right here, Two Face, the Wild Boy. He got a hot, you know, online radio show doing this thing, you know what I mean? This is my boy right here representing the DMV, DMV stand up, you know what I'm saying? And real talk, man, us women are natural nurturers, man. We get so caught up in finding this love and this child. But if you know when you love a child too much, you become an enabler to this child. Why you think half of these kids is acting crazy the way they act right now? Because you enable them, you spare them. You wanting this love so much, but you don't love yourself. How can you love someone if you don't love yourself?
That's for real. Well,
what I was going to say was women definitely need to protect themselves, but also have
coverage. Who is that driving when Javita is talking? Who is that with the window down?
Yeah, because I'm trying to say it like before I talk. Are they trying to say
something? If that's never again, I tell you never we're going to fight, boy. I told you that.
I'm doing good.
But women should definitely protect themselves and at the same time have condoms on hand with you when you're going out on dates. I think parents and dads tell their children that only guys should have condoms. Girls should definitely carry them too. You know, that way if you're in a tight spot or a situation and you can't say, well, I didn't have one, it definitely at that point becomes a personal choice. And that is what this whole thing is about, is personal choice.
You know, there's another problem that too, that kids these days don't think that condoms are cool. You know what I'm saying? They think that without a condom is cool. Because you got a lot of, like I said, you got a lot of guys out there, man, don't wear condoms because they got the same excuse, it's too tight. You know, I don't like it because it don't feel good. Come on, brother.
Do you, ladies, do you ever get the guy that says, man, my thing, my slong is just so huge, man. And I can't even fit this, you know, this Magnum over my slong. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't stick the head in. You know, ladies, look, can I stick the head in it just a little bit? I ain't going to stick it all the way, just the head. Let me rub it around just a little bit.
I did it. I said that before.
That I wanted to mention, the reason I brought back up condoms, is we should definitely work with ACT. Now, ACT is the AIDS Committee of Toronto, and what they do is they have condom wrapping parties, condom packaging parties. And what that is you basically volunteer to either donate some condoms or hold a condom wrapping party. Now, what that does with the stuffing condom party is they actually send you the condoms, and you actually sort them out and prepare them to go to the different clinics. Because when we wonder how do they get to the different clinics, this is how they get to the different clinics and how they have the free condoms.
Wow.
Toronto is far.
Yeah, that is making it's far. But that is what they do, and they ship anywhere. But that is how clinics and things get there. Condoms is through them. That's one of the organizations, and they ask people to volunteer their time.
The street queens want to get involved with that right there, man. Mm-hmm. You give me the information, we're getting involved with that right there.
Yes, but that is definitely it. You don't have to be an activist or anything like that to host one of them. Just get in touch and say, I want to get this out to my community. And two, by donating, that's how they get the different types of condoms. Because I know a lot of girls tend to be allergic to latex and things, and they actually have polyurethane condoms out now that's new.
Please tell them about that, because I've heard too many females tell me I'm allergic to latex. So tell them the other options, man.
The other options is a sheepskin condoms in addition to that, but they're saying that those don't protect you as well as a latex condom, which is why we have the polyurethane condoms. to use when you're allergic to latex, because that's definitely an issue. It's at least 5% of women who have this problem where they are allergic to that. And so this is their only line of defense. And a lot of women are allergic to birth control pills as well. And that's another 5% who can't take the birth control pills because their body's actually rejected.
But I tell you what a good birth control thing is. They got this new thing, and I'm using it. It's hot. It's called the Juvering, man. And those people that got problems with skipping or forgetting to use their pill, the Juvering, 3 weeks, take it out, put another one, let the blood flow, go on to the next month, 3 weeks. Man, the Juvering is hot. I think y'all need to go talk to your doctor, OBGYN, and holler at them and be like, yo, I need that Juvering. What's really good? I'm going to stick it in and get it popping. Real talk.
Yeah, I got a question for all the ladies out there. Okay, if you come across a young man, 25, 30 years old, you know what I'm saying? Slick, you know what I'm saying? And he was determined. He's determined to get in your pants. What would you say to a guy like that if you don't have a condom?
Oh, this is where the skit comes in. Okay, so you play the guy, Nev, and I'm going to be the girl. Go ahead.
Let's roll.
Go ahead, Nev.
Yeah, mama, what's that, man?
Hey, ain't nothing, baby. What's up with
you? You're my place. Okay, you're my place. Okay? I'm the type of guy. I ain't going to spit at you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say something like this. You know what I'm saying? You like your dinner?
It was real good, baby. I didn't even know you could cook, but, you know, you really impressed me, you know.
Are you relaxed and comfortable? Can I do anything for you?
You can rub my shoulders or something like that.
Your shoulders? So come in the bedroom. I got my oil in there. Let's go. Come on. Let's go.
Come on. Rub my shoulders, baby.
All right. I'm rubbing your shoulders. I'll kiss you behind your neck. Okay? I'm going down, and then you say what?
Oh, hold up, baby. You know, you about to give me that bop. What you about to do, bro? You about to do that bop, or you about to give me some of that? What you trying to do, bro? What you trying to do? Before we get into that, baby, let's stop. I need to go grab some protection. Because if you don't got some, I surely do, because I keep it in my purse. I got a stack. What size you wear?
You talking about condo? Okay. You want another drink? Let me pour you another drink. You know, relax you. You know, so I took you a little tits. You know what I mean? Let me pour you a little glass of wine.
I'm sipping on this drink, baby, but it's not going to change what I'm saying. I really, really want you to use this condom because I don't think you got one. Do you have any? In stock, in the vault, or what?
I don't carry condoms. You have a condom? I'll put it on for you.
Let me put it on myself so I definitely know that it's on, baby.
That's what I want to hear. Ladies, put it on yourself so you know the guy is going to put it on. Because a lot of, like I said, a lot of slicks out there. They ain't going to put that condom on. You know what I'm saying? They ain't going
to
put it on.
Man, I'm glad you got to that point because it almost started to sound like bad porn.
Okay, I'm gonna give you another scenario. Okay, you're there with the guy, you're in his crib or whatever, and you know you got to the point where you are hot and bothered, right? And he's like, baby, I can't get up. I need you to, you know, give me some of that wet mouth, right? And you're like, okay, so go ahead, Nev, and you know, actually, you're like, baby, come on, give me hard or whatever. Go ahead.
For me, you know, so I don't have no game. You know, so my game is no game. You know, so I
ain't asking you all that, Nev. I said, go ahead and ask me, give me hard. God.
Brother, baby, come on. Do your thing, mama. Do your thing.
All right, baby, you know what I'm saying? If you want me to get too hard, baby, you know what I'm saying? Before I do that, I don't, you know, go down on somebody without using protection. So let me just go on my purse, and unless you have one, if you don't, I'm just going to grab one and just cover your Johnson up and, you know, give you some of that sweet mouth, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I'm going to give you some of that free health, but, baby, I got to protect it.
Yeah, but this little thing right you got in your hand ain't going to fit me. Look at this. Look at this.
Baby, if that's too small for you, baby, I've got the extra large magnum in here, boy.
I will roll it down
on the banana, baby. I will roll it down on the banana, baby.
Totem pole. We're not talking bananas, we're talking totem pole.
Hold on, and the condoms out here.
So,
oh, man.
I'm saying basically, ladies, man, because, you know, Nev, the hell, man, I ain't doing this to you ever again. But you know what, man, ladies, gentlemen, ladies, if you're going to go down on a man, make sure you cover it up. I mean, I don't care how pretty his thing look, how oily and juicy and how thick and how savory it looks. Just go ahead and put a condom over it.
And look, real important, how much money he has.
I'm having nasty dreams.
Doing it.
That's some homeless money.
Nah, there's plenty of women out here, when that money gets thrown in their face, they get a little too excited, and all of a sudden they think the money's a condom.
Nah, man, they gotta.
Getting pregnant. They're not even thinking about no disease. They're thinking about getting pregnant, trapping this guy down.
I understand when people, you know, how they call it in the game, they call it tricking, when you get your next John or your next trick. And some people, but the thing about it is, though.
It's tricking if you got it. You ever heard the recent songs that have been coming
out
lately?
I heard that.
It's tricking if you got it.
You a trick regardless. You a trick regardless. That's just how I feel. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? You a trick regardless. You a trick when you go on a date with your girl because you got to spend money. You a trick. You know, females are tricks, too. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? You can glorify it. You can like it, whatever. Because you know what? The same chicks, you know what I'm saying, that they're spending their money for, they're getting straight to the point. Because you can go out on a date, spend $100 and something and still not get what you want. But at the same time, if you're tricking, make sure you cover yourself up. I don't care what you do. It's your money. But you need to strap up, because if you're going back home to your wife, you don't need to be giving her nothing. That's real talk. I don't care what you do.
It's just like that download stuff in that LA. I mean, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. You get your beautiful queen at home, but you want to go out there with the boys and get peanut butter. You know, I don't understand it.
Peanut butter.
Can somebody on the panel tell me what's up?
Yeah, I will never eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich ever again.
Oh, that's what it is. I ain't gonna joke about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand it. Then they go home like there ain't nothing happened. You know what I'm saying? I just don't get it. And they're giving their wives and their girlfriends whatever. You know what I'm saying? The after fact. And they want to cover it like it's a down low. What the? Come on, ain't it down low?
Hey, man, I mean, if they want to get it all up in their doodle shoot and they want to give that wealth mouth to another man while another one is in the doodle shoot, man, that's them. But all I say is strap up, man. But if you're going to be down low, you need to come in and get open with your wife and tell her, man, I'm a freak, I'm bisexual, and I'm just letting you know, just in case if you don't want to have sex with me no more or you want to strap up, because you need it's unfair. And I'm trying to talk to all y'all nasty, nasty, disgusting, trifling dudes, no good dudes, infesting people with your disease, and you know you got your disease, and you get joy out of infecting people. God don't like ugly, and I don't like it either. They got a guy online sitting there with a mask on his face talking about all the people he infested with his disease. He got AIDS all across the board, and he knew he got in the infested. You're a killer. You're a straight-up killer. You're a straight-up killer, and I don't condone it, and I don't like it. I'm going to tell you a story about my dude. My people's in New York. His mother was in the game. She sold the body to do what she had to do to take care of her kids. She was always safe. and she never had nothing when she was in the game. But I'm going to tell you what's ironic. She changed her life and got with a man and stayed faithful to this guy, loved this guy, gave her her all, never cheated on him. But you know what? This trifling, nasty dude went and got and slept with another chick, got AIDS, and went and gave it to her. But she never got it when she was in the game, but she got it when she fell in love with a dude that she gave her loyalty and her life to and trusted her life to. This dude gave her AIDS, son. She living with AIDS right now. And she never had a choice. He never told her. And now she living with this right now. Dying.
Really? That's very common nowadays.
And a lot of them feel like if I tell her that I got AIDS, that she's going to leave me, so I'm going to just give her the disease too. So then it's like, you might as well stay with me because now we both infected.
He deserved to get it. He deserved to die. You know what I'm saying? That's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? When you think God don't like ugly, God isn't like pretty either. You feel me? So, you know, if you're doing wrong like that and you know you're doing wrong, God help you, man.
God help you. Mm-hmm. That's just some chocolate.
That's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no coding it. It's just plain wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
All right, y'all. Please just
agree. There's a lot of people out here glorifying and a lot of people sitting here knowing they got AIDS and not fessing up and saying that they got AIDS or not even going to get treated. And there's a lot of people out here that got STDs that know they got STDs that's getting their cure done, and they're getting their cure, but they already gave it to somebody. Maybe they might have got pissed off at their boyfriend. This is some trifling stuff, but this real talk. They got mad at their boyfriend, but they know they got syphilis. So they said, I'm going to give this dude syphilis because he's getting on my nerves. I'm going to go get treated, and I'm not going to tell him. And then I'm going to use condoms, or I'm going to go sleep with somebody else. People do trifling and stuff like that. That's why it don't matter if you're married. It don't matter or whatever. Whatever you do, you love somebody, whatever. Make sure you watch out for yourself because at the end of the day, it's about you. Just
Amen.
Like even having babies, make sure that you protect yourself because when it all comes down to it, ladies, we have to take care of the babies. Now, we got some good dudes like Nav, and we got some good dudes like Two-Face taking care of their kids, but you got some dudes that are trifling. And when it comes down to it, the baby is going to be our burden. Even though they're blessings every day, but it's some people that don't, that don't deserve to have kids. Take, for instance, a lady that chopped up 2 adopted kids and put them in the fridge and killed them out here in the DMV. Two-Face, I think you heard about it. The lady that chopped up the kids and put them in the fridge.
Yep.
You know, I mean, some people don't deserve to have these kids. You know what I'm saying? And your man McCain is talking about abolishing abortion, taking away birth control. So you just taking away a woman's right to have a decision to do yes or no. But at the same time, ladies, we control the whole situation. We know when we want a baby. We know if we can have a baby. Listen, ladies, take responsibility of your actions and stop always blaming these dudes because you know they're not always going to be there. It comes down to us when it comes to the STDs, when it comes down to the babies. And I'm telling you, stop looking for love in a child. Stop looking for love in a man. Try to love yourself. Even the men go out here and do it. Men don't love themselves, and they go out and fuck. Excuse my language. I just said fuck, yes. And smash, like, you know, 1,000 chicks and stuff, maybe for their ego, because in their self, really, they really don't love themselves. So they go out and maybe it make them feel better because they looking for love in all the wrong places, but then they end up, you know, with the drippy thing, you know what I'm saying, and they get their VDs, you know, and the real talk is, people, America, if you're listening, man, take responsibility of your actions because I love y'all and I don't want nothing to happen to any one of you. For your young ladies out there and you're thinking about, you know, getting into the sex, read up on it, man. Look about the diseases. Make sure you pick your partner right. Please, man, because you're your future and I don't want y'all to die out here, man. It's a hard way to go. Dying slow, man. AIDS ain't no joke. You know? All it takes is just one slip up, man. and your life is over.
Now, I want to say something, too, when you were talking about trifling men, Lush, is that did you know that with child support, if a man has 10 babies, he don't have to pay child support? And there's a lot of guys out there that I know who are trying to make that quota, and they like, man, I got about 3 more to go. Because
I got to get a little move.
Yeah,
that's too much work, man. I got
that. It's that 10-kid quota that I don't have to pay no more if I got 10 kids. And that's trifling to do that. And I love
nobody
to be
that.
About that. When they
speak, ain't nobody to be that.
Wow. I take care of all my kids. All my kids at my house. You know what I'm saying? I'm a father.
Maybe that's
of
why I'm able play when I have so many kids.
How you feel about that, Face? How you feel about that, Face?
What's up? That's
feel about that 10 baby quota, man?
Well, I mean, if you watch the Flavor of Love show, maybe that's why he's trying to get to 10. He got 7.
Maybe
he got 7 already.
That's what the 10 is about. It's the, like,
wow,
the lucky number for no child support. And that
wow.
Sad because a lot of those women are stuck with babies, and they're on their own at that point. You know, you can get whatever assistance that the government will give you, but that isn't much. And he get to walk away scot-free because he got 10 kids.
That's messed up. You know what I'm saying? For me, you know, I got 8 children. I'm oldest right now. She's college.
Did you say you had 8 children? What'd you say?
7 girls and 1 son.
God!
Wow.
I'm gone. I'm going to leave on that one.
I want 7 kids.
It's a beautiful thing for me. You know, I got a big family, and I come from a generation like that. You know, I'm from South Africa, so it's a common thing for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
but it is.
I got 7 daughters and 1 son. And I take care of all my kids myself. My dead mother's going to school while I take care of the kids. That was my pleasure, you know what I'm saying, to do that. So they could go get their education. I take care
of
the kids.
Oh, man, I
got to
give an award, man, because I ain't never heard that out here. I got
to
give an award.
Hold on. But see, there's a downside to that because I was in a situation where I let my son's mother go out and work and do what she has to do because she went through the pregnancy and she also went through complications afterwards. And then when things started getting rough, she went back to where she thought the grass was greener. And that put me in a tougher position. I'm good because I'm a hustler, but at the same time, it's like there are people that still take advantage of that. But I don't regret it because I got to spend so much time with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I for me and my daughter, I have no regrets, you know what I'm saying? Because at the beginning, I said, listen, go to school, get your education after school, then, you know, the girls could come live with you. I have no problem with that. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm just taking care of my girls, you know what I'm saying? And my son is in a private school doing his thing up there in Melbourne Beach. You know, my daughter, she's in college. My older daughter, she's in college. Now I got the 6 younger ones at home right here. So, you know, being a single father, doing it all myself, you know what I'm saying? I don't understand how people just have babies just for a check. You know what I'm saying? That's not the answer. See, brothers, if you listen out there, that's not the answer. You know what I mean? It's not like you're just digging yourself a hole. You know what I mean?
You got your own mind. That's what's up.
But you know what? I don't understand, like, you know, with me, with my ex-husband, why do people think that the supplement of the child support is supposed to cover for the time that they need an actual father? Child support is not to sit there and say, okay, they don't need that man in their life. They still need that father thing, but you can't force no man to be no man, though. That's the problem.
No doubt. You know, I think child support has got way out of contact. I think a lot of ladies get pregnant and put that child support on the man, just keep that man around, just hassle that man. That's not the way to go. You know what I'm saying? If your man ain't paying child support, that's on his. Let the law take care of him. You just do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Take care of that child on your own best way you could do. You cannot make that man be a man. You know, so he got to learn that on his own. You know what I'm saying? So you stick the law on his ass. I'm sorry. On him. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to do no good. Because you're going to put him in jail, you're stealing your, you know, check. You feel me? You know, I think it's just wrong. You know, the law. You know, when I had my first kid, okay, my first daughter, I was 21 years old. My mother and I, we broke up. I didn't know nothing about child support. We were broke up for 18 months. We got divorced. Went to court, just say, you got some money? I said, no. What are you talking about money? I be paying her every week. Well, it's not coming through the system. You see what I'm saying? When he said that, I knew right then,
don't care about the kids. They care about the 8%. Okay, the government care about the 8% that they're supposed to get out of child support. You feel me? If they're not getting, they don't care about the kids.
I believe
you. You know what I'm saying?
So
it's real. That's real.
And on that note, you know what I'm saying, guys, you got to stay tuned for the next session of, you know, Let's Talk About Sex, you know, the pregnancy series, the child support series, the deadbeat dads. We're going to talk about that on the next series. And for those that didn't listen in, man, you know, you can hit it up at www.blogtalkradio.com/LustRadioOnline or check it out on the bulletins on my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/LustRadioOnline, man. I want to say, you know, thank you to all the ladies that was on the panel, Felicia from the Beans, Felicia from Georgia, Jarvita, CG, Mr. Nev doing the hot thing with the kicks, Two Face calling it in, the Wild Boy, DMV Stand Up, Worldwide Stand Up. You know, shout out to Emma, even though she couldn't make it today. Shout out to Toy. Shout out to Mr. P. Did It, Mr. Funk Coverman. Shout out to DJ Finesse. Shout out to all my people out there. Shout out to the cancer patients, because this is cancer awareness. Shout out to all the Hispanics out there. You know what I'm saying? To all my poppies and mommies. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people. You know, like I said, 14th in Maryland, and still have time to go and register to vote. So, you know what I'm saying? Go register to vote, because we need change. You know, especially with the AIDS and everything. And the thing about it is, man, we can't rely on the president. We got to rely on ourselves, because like Nev said, it all starts at home. So we all got to get motivated and activated. Get into the communities, man. Stop volunteering for stuff. Try to make a change yourself so you know you did something out there. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, like my boo said. It only takes a little bit to do the right thing, man. And we need to stop cutting each other's throats. And like I said, support the independent entrepreneurs, independent business owners that's doing their thing. And I got this quote right here. A lot of us are not perfect, but some parts of us that are excellent. So stop beating yourself up and try to build on the good parts of you, man, and work on the things that make you weak. You understand? And understand, wrap it up, zip it up, close it up before you do the humpty hump, because it's real out here, man. You know? Because I don't want nobody to get the monkey, because it's really not good. Because I don't want the monkey, because I don't want to be burning. Muy caliente. But real talk, man, I love every one of y'all. Before we leave off, man, like I said again, I need Jarvita to give out that 1-800 number again for all y'all. Give that national 1-800 number again, Jarvita.
Okay, let me get it right quick so I can give it to you.
I need that contact for the place in Toronto also.
Okay. Well, the place in Toronto, I actually have that in front of me right now. That is www.actoronto.org. That's actoronto.org.
Oh, actoronto.
Uh-huh. That's it. You know how to spell it. Spelled it out. So now the 1-800 number for the call for the national hotline for STDs is 1-800-227-8922. And I think that this is very great. And Nev, you need to tell everybody where can we go to get your items, because we definitely want to support you. For those who are listening, we definitely need to know. And I know I have some friends who are on the line because they want to know where we can go to get your materials at.
Nev.
Yeah.
You kind of, I don't know if that's you breaking up, but Nev, you know, worldwide, you know what I'm saying, the world is listening, man. Nev is, you know, launching, you know what I'm saying, the hot Nev kicks, man. putting 10% of his proceeds towards the cure for AIDS, man. He's doing it real big. Support this brother in what he's doing, man. He's doing it. He's dropping. He's launching it. He's doing a big show at the Magic Show out there, you know, in Vegas, setting it down at the big trade show, you know, for all those people that's designers is where it's popping at right now. So, Dad, tell them where they can cop that hot stuff from, man.
Okay, right now you can go to Netkicks, you can Google Netkicks, and you can go to my MySpace, you can get a lot of information about what I'm doing. My actual launch date is the 17th of this month, so after the 17th, it will be in play, you know what I'm saying, .com will be up and running, and you can cop the shoes then, but for right now, just Google Netkicks, and you can get all the information on my MySpace account.
And write them there.
No doubt. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, I'll
hit you up on the MySpace. Street Queen,
what's
I love
up?
You guys. Bless. I love you. I love the show.
I'll go to sleep now. Okay, love you.
Peace out.
I'll have the Street Queens.
Friends, tell your friends about Nail Kicks.
I love my Street Kings. You know what I'm saying? Two Face, the Wild Boy, live in the building. Nev Kicks live in the building. You official Street Kings ambassadors. And you know what I'm saying? To all my ladies, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all in my heart, man. Keep your head up. And everybody out there, to all my cancer patients, man, I'm praying for you. All my people that's homeless, I'm praying for you. All my people incarcerated, keep your head up. All my people that's just going through stuff that they just don't know how to go through it, put your faith in God, and it's going to be all right, and I'm going to pray for you. And if anybody tell you they love you today, I love you, man. Smooches. And I'm out. This how we do, man. I love every one of y'all, man. You know, love, peace, and happiness, and chicken grease. You know, it's too late to eat some chicken, but I might get some. Later.
Yep,
we'll be all hail the Street Queens and all that we stand for, man. Introducing the Street Queens. Let's go.